The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's mostly trash, but that good 5% is so exciting and vital that it claims the attention of every thinking person.
In the morning, I was crying, feeling lonely, because I'd lost my pretty baby, but as before, what have I done? What could the reason be that she ran to me? That you play what I've done wrong, no, my darling, don't you know? I am a boy with a loving heart. Yes, I. Cause love for you is what I need, baby, baby, baby. I am a boy with a loving heart. Yes, I die if you stay apart. I saw myself as your lover, man, but I was wrong. It was in the morning, I was crying, feeling lonely. I'd lost my pretty baby the night before.
Okay, fans of the world's greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 463. And I've got a treat for you. That first song and every song in this episode has been selected by Retrospect's guest selector for this week. Welcome to Retrospect once again, John Brain.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. It's a blast to be here again. I really enjoy your show, and I really appreciate, you know, you're having me on again to kind of give people my thoughts and, you know, a list of some of the things that I really like in the way of punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. That's my thing. So here I am, and I'm raring to go.
So for the benefit of our listeners, where are you calling in from?
Well, I'm calling in from London, Ontario, Canada. And this is where I've been living for a few decades now, and I'm kind of surrounded by the Great Lakes, very close to Michigan.
Am I right in thinking that you were raised in Detroit?
I was raised in Detroit. I was actually born in Detroit in 1960, and I grew up in Detroit, and it was a great place to grow up, and we were surrounded by some of the best music in the United States. And it was a time when AM radio was actually a great place to be. So that changed, but...
Now, you are many things aside from just a fan of great 60s music. You are a youth worker. You are also famous across North America as a custom bike builder.
I guess I am. I've been building custom bicycles for about over 45 years now. I guess a lot of people see me as one of those, you know, longtime stalwarts who somehow managed to continue on with that scene. And I try to offer my input and give advice when I can. So I build chopper bicycles, and it's in my blood, and I have a lot of fun with that, and I've met a lot of great people through the movement.
Now, we haven't met in person, but we have become friends, I'd like to think, through the Facebook page, RetroSpec Facebook page. I think we have. Yeah, yeah. And I find it great connecting with people, particularly in North America, through this show. So it's great to have you on the show. You've been on the show once before, back in July 2018.
I think so. I think it's been just about 100 episodes since we did that last one. And I enjoyed that immensely, and I hope we're going to have just as good a time this time.
Well, we better talk about the music. Your first selection for the episode, picture and information on our Facebook and Instagram, Les Baroques. Tell us about them.
Well, Les Baroques is a very interesting story. Their song "I Was Wrong" came out in 1967. Les Baroques is kind of interesting in that it's a French name. And all the guys who, you know, kind of formed the group were Dutch guys. Mm. The lead singer went by the name of Gary O'Shannon, but his real name was Gerard Schoenaker. So they were obviously interested in looking beyond their borders and, looking to France and looking to anglicize their name a little bit to kind of catch a little interest. That seemed to be the way it was going back then.
Yeah, so self-titled album, 1966. Also a compilation in 1995 called Such a Cad, The Complete Story of Les Baroques. So if you want to check out more, that's probably the place to go. We'll be back with more of John's selections straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Well, this week's guest on Retrospect is John Brain from Ontario. John, the next track is by The Little Boy Blues. Why'd you pick this band?
Now, one of the things I was going for this time, I said to myself, do I want to try and stump Phil Gray with songs that he maybe hasn't heard or hasn't played? And I thought, maybe I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and do my studying of a lot of the sound that I like, and I'm going to try to pick some of the best in that sound that I'm attracted to. And the Little Boy Blue, with their song "I'm Not There," they came from Sunnyvale, California. Yeah, it was about a five-piece band.
All right, well, let's check them out. This is Little Boys Blue with "I'm Not There."
Gonna tell the truth about the lies you told, the things you said about me. Are you gonna tell the truth, or will you lie again? Oh, can't you understand? Hey, what you gonna say? Gonna tell the truth about the lies you told, the things you said about me. Are you gonna tell the truth, or will you lie again? Oh, can't you understand? Hey, you, are you gonna try when I say goodbye?
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Go, 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 go
soul. Oh, well, I go to the market and I want to see now. And you do the gorilla by watching me now.
They know how to take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. And that is three selections of great 60s garage from this week's guest, John Brain. So we had Little Boys Blue, top of the set with I'm Not There. John, tell us about the rest of the tracks.
All right, the Shandells, they're from Wisconsin. I had a bit of a time finding out some of the information about them, but what's interesting is that they started out in about 1965. they were a young a band of young guys, and they played a lot of teen dances and frat houses and things like that. And their song Gorilla is just a driving force of adolescent fun. And I can just imagine that when they started rolling out with that song at a teen dance, it would have been just a knockout. Now, what's interesting is that the Shandells, they formed in 64, but in 1967, they changed their name to Interstate Freeway, and then they just kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. But they were a very popular band in Wisconsin at that time, one of the top bands. Mm.
Followed by The Others. So that's a track that appeared on Volume 10 of the Pebbles set.
The Others were from Rhode Island, and they were a very popular New England area band. And what they did was their song, I Can't Stand This Love Goodbye, was very, very popular locally, but they failed to have, it failed to give them the national breakout they wanted. Mm. And so they were together. They were kind of, a college band at one point. And when their song, I Can't Stand This Love Goodbye, didn't hit it, nationally, they decided that they were going to go back to college to avoid the draft, which was big and heavy at that time. Mm. So more power to them, they stayed out of that. So that's kind of the story behind The Others. And
cool track. I Can't Stand This Love Goodbye. Right, we're going to have more selections of garage stuff, getting into a little bit of what I like to call proto-psych, and then some more psychedelic material. But later in the episode, all the picks, courtesy of John Brain. Straight after this, back with some more.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, John, the next selection that you've made for us is a track. I've had it a couple of times on Retrospect, but it certainly is deserving of more airtime. The band is called The Plague. I understand limited release, but then was reissued kind of unofficially sometime around 2008, I think.
Well, from what I know, they were from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the song Go Away came out in 1966. So not too much to say about them other than, it's just one of the great songs that is, like you said, kind of a transitional song at that point, kind of proto-psych.
Let's let them speak. This is The Plague with Go Away.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hey, let me tell you something. You've been cutting me down. I used to know you didn't have nothing, baby. You was born poor. I used to know you when you had no shoes. You hold our family so You better be buying, don't even speak. Well, you're sure living on Easy Street.
Hi, it's John Brain here from Ontario, Canada. I'm this week's guest programmer here on Retrospect, so stay tuned for more of the best in 60s garage punk and psychedelia.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Girl, your existence is all planned. You think you got just what you want. You got your life in hand. Then something starts to feel inside. You come to realize the life is meant to live and go. Feel the gone. Oh, you've met someone today, girl. But there's someone here before. Sure, what you got now, but you know there's something more. Your grave was such a secret place. You live within your mind. This thing that happened to you, girl, to make you feel alive. Hang up, girl, you know it's coming. Nothing you can do. Change the same or change tomorrow. It's all up to you. Come on with me, girl. Walk along the street,
that's a set of four selections of this week's guest, John Brain. We did kick it off with The Plague and Go Away. Then an interesting track, and one I'd kind of, I guess I'd heard it, but forgotten about it, from a band called The Split Enz.
The Split Enz, they were originally formed in 1963, from what I understand. And they're from Tampa, Florida. And, you know, they were very popular, and they were even on some of the Dick Clark TV shows, right. And they performed live with Jefferson Airplane, other groups like Iron Butterfly. They did very well. So another fantastic group.
Yeah, really cool track called Rich With Nothing. Now, as I understand it, there are three different versions of Rich With Nothing. There is an original full-length version of the song with a guitar solo and the members shouting hey throughout it, but apparently the mix was really, really poor on that. There was a remix of it with what's described as an engineering error and unintended reverb, and then there's a final remix done sometime later, which apparently got it right with clear sound, although the guitar break is edited, but I believe that's the version we had, simply going by the playtimes as I understand them. So, really cool track from The Split Enz, and that appeared on one of those very early Pebbles comps as well. So released from 1967 from The Split Enz, followed by The Tropics, Tampa, Florida featuring again.
The Tropics, you're right. One of the great Florida bands, one of the great, I won't say infamous, but, famous Florida bands from that time. And back in 1966, The Tropics went up to Chicago and they won an International Battle of the Bands contest.
And final track in the set of four, heading a little bit more into that proto-psych sound. The band is called 5x5, 1968, 45 on Pi International.
5x5, what's interesting is the song by 5x5 that we have today is actually a record that I have had since childhood.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Hang Up. And two of the songs this time around, Gorilla by the Shandells and the 5x5s, Hang Up, are songs that I actually own and have owned for many, many years. Yeah. And I wanted them to be part of this. But the 5x5, they were a group that was formed in Magnolia, Arkansas. And I believe they generally recorded in Georgia.
So the track we had, Hang Up, from that original Pi International 45, Hang Up's the B-side. The A side was Jimi Hendrix's Fire.
Yes, that's right. I have that one too. And how we came about that, when I was a kid growing up in the late 60s in Detroit, my mother would occasionally come home from doing her shopping and she would have these surprise boxes. They used to sell these boxes full of 45 RPM records.
Right.
And you never knew what the heck was in them. And so she would occasionally bring these things home. And you would open them up, and sometimes they'd be great songs. You know, one of the records that came in one of those boxes we got was by Lightnin' Hopkins. But occasionally you would get garage band music and psychedelia, and the 5x5's Hang Up and Fire, and also another record called Apple Cider came in one of these boxes. So that's how I came to get this record, actually, in my collection. And I've had it for over 50 years now.
And those pivotal moments when you, much to your surprise, discover something you love in your parents' record collection. I had a similar experience. I found a 45 with a large center hole, which we don't have in this part of the world. I thought, well, that's odd. And it was a 45 given to my dad when he lived and studied in the States in the mid-60s for a year. And it was Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman, backed with, I believe, obviously Five Believers. And that kickstarted my lifelong love of Dylan's output.
That's fantastic.
Straight after this, we're starting to head in a little bit more psychedelic direction. And while we have no Global Garage this week, we do kick the set off with a track from Central America. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Here's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. My guest this week is my friend John Brain from Ontario, Canada. He is selecting all of the tracks this week, and I was absolutely delighted with this next selection. It's something that I do have among my archive of music, but when I sat down to compile the show and listen to it, I thought, wow, this is amazing. Band is called Kaleidoscope, and there's picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. John, Kaleidoscope, tell us.
Kaleidoscope and their song Colors. It was recorded in Mexico, but what's interesting is the band members were actually not Mexicans.
That's right.
Were not from Mexico. They were from the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and Spain.
Yeah.
And they even did a short tour of the United States. And I don't know if they disbanded at that point, but they made quite an impact, and their album is very interesting. Colors is just a phenomenal force of psychedelia. It just kind of knocks you dead, and it really pushed, you know, pushed me into another dimension.
And it is a mono LP, released in 1969 on Orfeon in Mexico, but recorded 1967, I believe, in Fabiola Studios in the Dominican Republic. So let's check it out. Kaleidoscope with Colors.
Guess the date of today, it's tomorrow. Well, you can't run away from this place, 'cause the journey, it's all over the world. As it goes, we're not free, I'm just insane. But I've never had something this way. Did everyone go? I feel I'm too slow for the action. My friends in the box are hiding to know my reaction. Well, you can't run away from this place, 'cause you can't run away from your hair. I feel like I'm gonna die. Let the sunshine cry. Oh, please. As the colors burn my brain, I'm just insane. Oh.
Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to the world's best 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia. It's all right here on Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk show and podcast. Back episodes available all across the place, wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. And joined this week by John Brain, who is selecting all of the tracks this week. And we've started getting into proto-psych. We're getting deeper into psychedelia as this show carries on. So we had a set of three. Kaleidoscope out of Mexico. Well, actually, as we said, Dominican Republic, recorded Dominican Republic, a track called Colors. Then we got into a band called The Odyssey on White Whale Records.
Now, The Odyssey is a very interesting case because The Odyssey went under a number of different names over that very short time that they were around. If people are very familiar with Pebbles Number 3, sort of the acid gallery, they had a song under the name of the Looking Glasses called Visions.
Also at some stage they were known as Shake.
Shake. I didn't know. That I didn't know. But they also went under the name of the Clouds as well. The Odyssey, under the name of the Odyssey, they came out with this song, Little Boy, Little Girl, which has some of that underlying psychedelic force into it as well. So very, very interesting and a very good background story on that group.
And wrapping that set on G&G Records, from June 67, 45, it is a band called The Regiment.
Not too much is known about The Regiment other than they came from Champaign, Illinois. Their song, My Soap Won't Float, kind of a real force of kind of an anxiety against what was going on in society at that point.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. Well, let's carry on with the psychedelic selections of the psychedelic John Brain. A band called The Sweet Acids. Love this one too, actually. Released 1969.
The Sweet Acids are another interesting story. That was kind of a ghost name that they recorded under. The real name of the band that recorded that creature was called the Sweet Young'uns, and they were from Alabama, the Sweet Young'uns. That's like a hillbilly way of saying young ones, you know, the young'uns. But it's kind of interesting that the Sweet Young'uns, who under the name of the Sweet Acids, who did The Creature, they're still around and they're still touring and they're still, you know, they're still doing their thing. And most of the original members are still part of it. So, you know, more power to them, more power to the Sweet Acids, I guess, or under their real name, the Sweet Young'uns from Alabama. They're still together and they're still playing and they're having a good time.
Let's check them out. The Sweet Acids with That Creature.
Who was that creature loving you? Was she from the local zoo? Did she really take your heart in the shadow? Can't you see that I'm frantic? Can't you see that I'm mad? Leave that ugly thing from another planet. Who was that creature loving you? Was she from the local zoo?
Okay, that's very good.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I got a big beat on my mind, 'cause it's a blue sort of Monday time. This night is hanging on my head. Wish I could stay inside my bed.
You got a find myself. You gotta help me find myself. You gotta help me find myself.
It seems like nothing to do to that right. Well, maybe things are gonna change tonight. I'm gonna find some place to go. Be with the people that I know.
You gotta help me find. You gotta help me find myself. You gotta help me find myself.
Well, my head is spinning around, and my heart
mind.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
And that is the final three psychedelic selections from this week's guest, John Brain. We had the Sweet Acids at the top of that set with a track called That Creature. Then a track that I know appeared on one of the Glimpses compilations out of Battle Creek, Michigan.
Not
too far from where you are, John. Tell us about
the
Troys.
The Troys came from Battle Creek, Michigan, and They had a great song and Help Me Find Myself. Now, they were very popular, and they had another song out that was probably equally as popular called Rainbow Chaser. Mm. But I chose Help Me Find Myself just because I thought it was more in keeping with the kind of sound that I wanted to have and present this week.
Yeah, and that's the A side of their third and final single from 1967 from the Troys. Then we had a band called the Sunset Society on Continental Records. I don't know much about this band at all. I know that the track you've chosen, Land of Make-Believe, is the A-side. The B-side is a track called Peanut Butter. Haven't heard that one.
I really don't know too much about the Sunset Society, other than I believe they were from one of the New England states, as far as I know. Obviously a very young band, and a band that was kind of tuned into the psychedelic sounds, but it has kind of the first 20 seconds are kind of slow, but then it kind of evolves and delves mm-hmm. into that psychedelic realm, and it's a little hard to understand what they're saying, but they're tripping out very, very well, and they're going to an interesting place.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. So, but you have to listen very closely.
Enjoyed the selections, John. Anybody listening, the full track listing will be up on our Instagram and Facebook. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find us. Every week, the podcast episode links are there with those track listings if you either can't understand John or more likely can't always understand me. So great selection of tracks, John. Thank you for your time and your effort putting the show together this week.
Retrospect really helps me out in kind of exploring the world of, you know, freak beat, garage, punk, psychedelia. You're introducing me to a lot of stuff that I haven't been exposed to yet, and this is where it's at for me. And Retrospect helps me find what I love, and I really appreciate Retrospect and all you're doing to keep that sound relevant and on the air. And getting it out to a new audience. That's a wonderful thing you're doing, Phil, and thank you very kindly.
Thanks, John. And fun fact, I'm often got my headphones on and listening to the live stream as the show debuts 10 p.m. Saturday nights here in New Zealand on Free FM, where, coincidentally, I am the manager of the station. So I'm often listening, waiting for the show to start, and I'll get a Facebook message from John. 3 in the morning, right, where you are on maybe a Saturday morning, am I thinking, as you work overnight, saying,
"That's right.
I'm here and waiting for the show to start." And it's great to just, you know, be in touch with somebody who likewise is waiting for the latest episode to go to air. It's great fun.
I look forward every week to tuning in to Retrospect at the earliest possible moment that I can. So I work nights normally. I'm a child and youth worker, and I work in a residential care setting. So ideally, Retrospect is on a night that I'm not working, and then I stay up all night anyways. It kind of helps me out to keep clued in and to keep tuned in to Retrospect. So it helps. But yes, I love it. I listen to it religiously every week.
Well, thanks again. Thanks again, John. Now you've got one more selection, our instrumental that we go out with. It is from a band called The Four of Us. I understand they're from Michigan, just outside of Detroit, right?
I believe so. Or I guess you could call them a Detroit group. Now, from what I understand, The Four of Us, after they released their song Batman, which was also called Free Fall on some records, I understand that Glenn Frey was actually a member of that later on. Yeah. And so that's an interesting sidelight. But The Four of Us, yes, it's a song out of Detroit, or it was recorded on Hideout on the Hideout label, which was a Detroit label for a short time. And I thought this is, you know, very much in keeping with the sound that we have here tonight, or the sound that I wanted to present to everybody. So what a killer instrumental. Absolutely love it.
And what a killer episode. Thanks again, John. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening and cheering Retrospect. Seeing you out with The Four of Us. This is Batman, and I'm Phil Gray.
And this is John Brain. Thanks very much, Phil. It's been a blast.
Connect with Retrospect.
Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.